The landscape of cannabis legislation in America has dramatically changed in the 21st century. But with the slow trickle of legislation and cultural changes that have made cannabis more accessible, there are concerns around health effects, misinformation, and visibility. To fill this void, various research centers are now looking for opportunities to share their knowledge but are unsure how. Enter USC Annenberg. As part of their PR 450 capstone class, public relations students worked with the USC Schaefer Center for Health Policy and Economics to improve ways of getting their valuable evidence-based insights into the hands of those who need it the most. And today, we have the privilege of speaking with Grayson Wolf, a junior here at USC Annenberg studying public relations, to learn more about this unique class and to find out what he worked on. I'm your host, Sky Lee, and welcome to the Annenverse. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone. Today on this episode, we've brought on Grayson Wolf. He's a junior here at USC Annenberg studying public relations. Thank you, Grayson, for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Grayson, can you first start off by explaining what the PR 450 class was and what were the expectations for this capstone class?
Yeah, so PR 450 is the final class in the degree track for the public relations bachelor's program. And it's a capstone because we take that all together and we actually apply it to a real world client. So what that looks like is every day we were coming in, we had a little bit of stuff preparing us for graduation, what to expect in the job market. But most importantly, the other half of the class was we actually got to work with a client. We had an initial meeting with the client to hear their goals and their needs. And then over the course of the semester, we conducted research, we developed a plan, and then at the end of the semester, we presented a PR plan for them.
And during the second half of the semester, what were the two groups that the students were separated into for the class?
Yeah, so just like you would see in any normal PR agency, we were kind of separated into our research group and our strategy group. So the research group was kind of that first component to get a little bit better of an idea of what recommendations we should make for the strategy team to focus on.
I see. And what group were you a part of?
I was primarily part of the research team.
So your client was the USC Schaefer Center for Health Policy and Economics. Can you kind of explain who they are?
Yeah, so the USC Schaefer Center, they conduct research on a variety of public policy issues. But specifically what they came to us for was wanting to develop themselves, make themselves a leader in types of cannabis research so that policymakers and the general public can use what they're finding out in the research they're conducting to make safe and informed decisions about marijuana regulation.
I read in your slide deck that there was a three-pronged problem that you're trying to solve. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. So throughout our own research and everything they had told us coming in, we saw that there was kind of a disjointed approach between the general public's perception of cannabis and marijuana and what policymakers were actually doing. We found that the general public was more open to legalizing marijuana than policymakers. So the Schaefer Center has the health information. They just want to make sure that they're a reliable source and that these policymakers, they want to start bridging that gap between the general public's perception and then actual policymakers, what that looks like in action. But they found that where marijuana is legalized, it might not be regulated as effectively as they should, according to their own research. So they wanted to target those states to say, here is a safe method for regulation to make sure that people are being taken care of. And then they also wanted to reach out to the states where it's not legalized and say, here is a safe way to legalize it in regulation to address all of the concerns that people who might be opposed to the legalization.
You're specifying the difference between legalization and regulation. And that was something that I noticed in your slide deck that you said regulation does not mean limiting access to resources, but creating safer access to these resources. Can you kind of explain what a good regulation would look like?
There is a difference between in marijuana, there's a difference between THC and CBD. And not a lot of people know the difference. And there's actually a specific ratio that can make consuming marijuana is safe or unsafe. So that is kind of one of the driving factors of this kind of regulation, of making sure that those who are providing marijuana know how to do it in a safe way. Those are all things that they believe, if you implement in policy, can make marijuana safer.
I know you don't really speak for the USC Schaefer Center, but I was just for clarification, they understood that the general public wants marijuana for recreational use, but then wants to regulate it in a way so that people use it safely. Is that safe to say?
I should note that one thing we were told when we were in our initial client meeting is that the USC Schaefer Center does not take a stance on whether or not marijuana should or should not be legalized. What they hope to do is provide the resources for effective regulation.
It's so clear you're a PR major. You phrase that so well. But anyways, what information did you gather from your research? I saw that it was, there's kind of like three parts of your research, the focus group survey and the case studies. Can you kind of go into depth about each one?
A big thing when they came in is when we had our initial client meeting was, this is how we think people think of marijuana. So a big part of our research was, does that align with the actual perception of marijuana? And through our focus group and one part of our survey, we found that, yeah, the perception of marijuana regulation and legalization varies. People don't know a lot about it. We further confirmed that with that second part you mentioned, the survey, where we found that, where are people going to find this information? We already established that information or knowledge levels vary, but where are we going to be able to best reach them? And then our case studies kind of piggybacked on that. So all of that came together to help us identify where we needed to reach our audiences and how to effectively do that.
I see. So using that research, what strategy did you guys come up with?
Yeah. So our strategy was based around this acronym we came up with called RED. It was regulation, education, and destigmatization. So with that strategy, we came up with tactics as simple as search engine optimization, that when people are looking up stuff about marijuana, the Schaefer Center is at the top of those search results. Okay. So it was something as simple as that to cleaning up their website to make that information more accessible. Another creative one we came up with was creating a BuzzFeed quiz to gauge your knowledge on marijuana, or even going as far as interacting with influencers on TikTok, such as Hank Green, to pair that research that they are doing to get it out to the public.
Right. So it's all about giving them more exposure and making it more accessible.
Exactly.
I see.
At the end of the day, when you know that knowledge levels are varying, the only way to be able to make an impact is to make sure that people start having the same information, the same reliable information, that people agree.
And also in your research, I noticed that you guys talked about like the generational divide between like the younger generations who see marijuana more as like a recreational use versus the older generations who are more opposed against it. Can you kind of speak on that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, marijuana is something that is affecting a lot of different age groups. If we just focused in on the younger generation, we're obviously going to miss out on a large majority of voters ages 40 and up. So we had to be cognizant of that and know that this younger generation is going to become those voters in the future, but we still have to work with those voters right now. So our focus group in our research was specifically geared towards that younger generation. Okay. What are these new perceptions of marijuana? And then our survey was specifically catered towards that older generation, 40 and up. I don't think that's old, but for what we did, we were able to really piece together a comprehensive plan that had those tactics, such as a BuzzFeed quiz for the younger generation, to the other tactics like search engine optimization and clean up your website so you can cater to a more older generation.
Interesting. So I like how you didn't have like a one size fits all type of solution with your things. I like how you guys like anticipated and foresaw like what would work best for each generation with the tactics that you guys provided. At the end of the semester, I know that you guys presented to your clients. So how did that presentation go? What did the Schaefer Center think about your research and your strategy?
Let me tell you what a feeling that is after all this time here at Annenberg to do something that, okay, this is real. This isn't just an exercise. This is a real deal thing. Luckily, our clients were really happy to hear from us. They were really excited about being able to get their information out to people. So after our hour presentation, They provided us with their questions. We were able to, at that point, really work with them and identify from our wide net of tactics what ones are going to be most important for them to prioritize today and which ones should they have for a year down the road, which one should they be thinking about in the future. And ultimately, I think we're all really happy with how successful it was. And I know we're all looking forward to seeing how the Schaefer Center incorporates it into their plan in the future.
I was about to say, what strategies are they planning on executing for their actual site?
You know, unfortunately, as a research center, they don't have a huge budget to do stuff like this, which is why we included some very simple, actionable things that they can do tomorrow, such as that search engine optimization, cleaning up their website, and then also just overall increasing their social media engagement.
I see. And what kind of impact do you think you left on the Schaefer Center and also on marijuana regulation as a whole?
It's hard for one class to make a huge
I mean, it
difference.
Sounds like you guys made a huge impact.
We hope. It's all about, in PR, it's all about being realistic and how are we going to actually reach people. The Schaefer Center, because they do so much, it's not just the marijuana regulation. When we were able to give them these actionable things, I think that we're going to have a big difference on them because now they have things that they can start doing today. Maybe they already started doing them. Some of those little things that they might not have been thinking about should make a big difference. When it comes to the bigger question of just marijuana regulation as a whole, mm-hmm. I guess only time will tell. Okay. Policy tends to move a lot slower than us, right. than we did in our class or anybody really is. So assuming that the Schaefer Center gradually implements more tactics to reach people, we might see in a few years that they're able to make some difference on the policy level.
Definitely. And how has Annenberg prepared you for taking this capstone class?
Every class I've had that led up to the capstone course, that whole structure really prepared me to be able to take one class's content creation skills to the other class's strategic planning skills to kind of marry those together and be able to put together this presentation. But most importantly, it's the faculty along the way. You've got a ton of adjunct professors that are really good in what they do. And then right. four other days of the week, they're in doing their day jobs, really seeing what the communications industry is looking like, seeing what is working, what isn't. Every professor I've had has prepared me to be able to make some really good recommendations and have some really good insight about what is going to be effective communications.
Right. So. Definitely. I think one of the perks about being an Annenberg major is that you have professors that are actually out in the field and they know what they're talking about. And it's not like they only know like the theories of journalism. They've actually applied their skills.
Correct.
Overall, how did this project impact you? Do you think it made you a better PR practitioner?
I think it really changed my world. If you're a college student for 4 years, you can't help but wonder, what is my 9-to-5 going to actually look like? And this was really exciting because you actually got to see what that might look like. You got to interact with the client. Mm-hmm. You got to ask them questions. What are you looking for? You got to make the recommendations. And then they asked you and they kind of pushed on your expertise. And after my time here at Annenberg, I actually had the expertise to answer and say, here's what I know and here's how it's going to be effective, because they're out there doing research. They're high level experts in that, but they're not high level experts in PR. And right. after a degree here at Annenberg, you are an expert now. So it changed my world in making me more confident for knowing what I know mm-hmm. in public relations right. And how to interact with people in the real world.
If people would like to connect with you on your PR journey, where can they find you, Grayson?
Like almost any student at USC, you can find me on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to talk to anybody that might reach out. And I like seeing all my fellow peers' journeys as well. So reach out to me on LinkedIn at Grayson Wolf.
Well, I think that was a great note to end on. Thank you so much, Grayson, for being here on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.